Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Thursday, June 9th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Actionable insights into what benefits employees want and what they don't want. Movement on broadband investments in the U.S. and a searchable encrypted database. This is the Business of Tech. New research from Paychex, the payroll and HR services company. 65% of employees whose benefits had changed since switching to remote work reported an increased level of job satisfaction. In comparison, 73% of employees noted that productivity levels had improved when employers adjusted their benefits packages. The headline? Employees who update their benefits packages to new working preferences benefit from greater productivity, higher job satisfaction, and better company culture. Remote workers' most common benefit updates included flexible working hours and performance bonuses. However, when asked which additional benefits they most wanted, employees placed a home office stipend at 31% and reimbursement for internet costs, 30%, in the top two spots. While I'm mentioning these changes, the world's largest trial of the four-day work week kicked off in the UK this week. The pilot, lasting 6 months, involves 3,300 workers across 70 companies. Add to all that an article in Protocol reviewing the apparent shift in employee desires and perks, calling some anti-perks. These include free food, video games, open plan offices, fitness rooms, nap rooms, and the like. Research shows employees don't want snacks. They want work that aligns with their values, structural benefits like location-agnostic pay, and support for different kinds of employee leave. Now, why do we care? This particular set of stories feels very actionable. A noticeable trend is that employees generally don't value the fluff, food, games, etc. Things designed to keep staff in the office more than empower them. The general rule of thumb, employees can smell the bullshit a mile away. Favor benefits that are benefits to them, and they respond. The first four states to get access to the Fund for Broadband Infrastructure and Other Digital Connectivity Projects has been announced by the Treasury Department. Louisiana, New Hampshire, Virginia, and West Virginia will get investments designed to bring high-speed internet to more than 200,000 homes. Also, to come from the Fed, the House is looking to understand the costs of bad software. The House Armed Services Subcommittee on Cyber Innovative Technologies and Information Systems is calling for an independent assessment of military software and IT to determine how much money the department is losing, including in productivity, due to poorly performing software and IT systems. Why do we care? Well, even the Pentagon can benefit from researching and paying off technical debt. Take that one into your arsenal. Listeners know I'm very pro-broadband investment, so this is a win. And what is essential is that each state is applying the funds differently for their own needs. That's smart, and so it should be more effective. Not an immediate impact, but something to track as those underserved become connected and potential customers. Out there on the horizon, this week, MongoDB announced queryable encryption, a feature that will allow database users to search their data while it remains encrypted. The tool, which is debuting in preview as part of MongoDB 6.0, attempts to bridge academic cryptography findings and real-world environments so users can adopt the feature without needing advanced theoretical expertise. Critically, queryable encryption is built to work with existing databases rather than requiring users to re-architect their systems before they can take advantage of it. Why do we care? This is a potentially massive deal in the long term. We care because of the possibilities. While the blockchain has been theoretical for many, making existing databases searchable while encrypted is rolling out now and useful. While not necessarily actionable today, knowing it's a possibility and something to watch for is today's takeaway. Agile Blue is a 24/7 SOC, XDR, and SOAR, providing managed breach protection, including monitoring, detection, and automated response to clouds, networks, and endpoints, helping MSPs build their cyber business while increasing gross margins, ARR, and stickiness. Agile Blue's partner program engages, enables, supports, and rewards your business growth with a white-labeled security dashboard, pooled pricing, marketing collateral, and purpose-built sales content. A 24/7 extension of your team. Learn more at agileblue.com. Thanks for listening. Today is International Dark and Stormy Day and National Sex Day. There's something about having National Sex Day on the same day as an International Alcohol Day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.